Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
We've been swapping goofy jokes and all that kind of stuff, getting ready for this, but now on to something kind of serious, but still fun.
Yeah.
The women in agriculture.
Yeah, I just want to remind people to sign up for the Women in Agriculture meeting. They can sign up by either calling a phone number or by finding the QR code and doing that thing. If it's me, I'm calling a phone number. That phone number would be 785-448-6826. And you're going to get the Garnett office. And at that point, you'll be talking with Liz and just tell her that you want to sign up and how many people you're signing up and those kind of things. Just a little history about why we're having a Women in Ag meeting. Our Program Development Committee for Extension is made up of 6 producers from Osage and 6 from Franklin and 6 from Anderson County. And they're the ones that thought we ought to have a Women in Ag program. And we have some women on our PDCs, our Program Development Committees. And so we took that and run with it. And so that's where it kind of originated, the idea kind of originated. And now we're getting ready to follow through. And the Women in Ag meeting is next Wednesday, March the 20th. We'll start at 9:00 in the morning, go to about 3:15 in the afternoon. And we really do need you to sign up if you're wanting to come. It is free. The lunch is included. But the reason we need to have registration is so we can make sure everybody has a meal, okay? So don't forget to get registered. Our speaker, or our keynote speaker for the day, is Brandy Buzzard Frobos. Brandy is a known speaker. She travels the United States. But you know what? She's from right here in our district. She lives down at Greeley. And so we're tapping into some of our local resources, and she's going to come up. And she's quite the advocate. She grew up on a farm, and she continues speaking about the farm life and advocating for farms, okay? So her topic for the day is going to be standing up for the industry you love and knowing how to share that message. So that's kind of what she's going to talk about. She's our keynote speaker. She'll start off, and she'll also send us home that evening with a couple extra thoughts too for the day. Some of our other speakers, we have Robin Reed. She's an ag economist at K-State. She's going to talk about land lease rates, some rental rates, a little bit on some land values that she's been working on. She puts together a book on land values every year, kind of where the trends are going and what they're bringing in all the counties. We also will have Carrie Williams. Carrie is a merchandising manager for Agmark. She's going to come and talk to us about marketing grain, basically, but she's going to look at the global view as well as a local view. And you know, we can produce a lot of grain in the United States. Issues is it costs us more to do it because we have to pay rent and we have to do all these other things. And so our costs are actually higher than they are maybe in Brazil. And so that's why sometimes there is a discrepancy in the price, or maybe what's growing in Brazil would bring the price down. So that's just some of the things that I know she'll talk about. We'll also have Rebecca McFarland. Rebecca's going to talk about agricultural stress. And so, you know, I think about what stresses me. Well, the first thing that stresses me is probably financial money is a big stressor. And you know, if you're thinking about putting in 1 acre of corn, you're talking about a $575 investment in 1 acre to grow 1 acre of corn. Think if you're planting 100 or 200 acres of corn, what that investment is. And that's, you know, you still got to have machinery to plant it and to pick it and plant it on time and those kind of things. Another thing is stress. If you're, maybe you're not a farmer, maybe you're a livestock owner. What if you're buying some stalkers that you want to buy at 500 pounds and sell at 800 pounds? Well, that 500 to 600 pounds calf is going to cost you anywhere from $1,800 to $2,000 a head. And so if you need 60 of those to make a truckload or something, all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about quite a lot of money. So there is a lot of stress in agriculture, and that has nothing to do with the fact that we can't control weather. We can't control price as much. And so there is a lot of stress. So that's some of the stuff that Rebecca is going to talk us through. Whether it's how to deal with stress yourself, or if it's your spouse that needs the help, and maybe give some ideas on what can be done and where to go and those kind of things. Along those same lines, to kind of reduce stress, we have Hannah Ballard and Lexi Lyon. They are with Frontier Farm Credit. They're going to talk about crop insurance and livestock risk protection. So it's an insurance to kind of help you. That takes a little bit of that financial stress maybe away, and it'll allow you to do some marketing things. And then, of course, we have Rachel Roberts and Leslie Spikes are going to come and talk about the FSA and NRCS programs that can help you out as a producer, whether it be conservation or what it might be. So that's the day, I guess. You know, we've been blessed to be able to work with the Franklin County and Osage County Farm Bureaus and the Osage and Franklin County Conservation Districts, as well as the Ottawa Co-op and Frontier Farm Credit. So we want to thank all those folks for helping us as well. But really, the message I want to make sure is, please, if you plan to attend, please RSVP, regardless whether you're going to do it on a QR code or if you're going to call it in. And once again, that phone number, if you're calling it in, is 785-448-6826. So that's what we have until next time. Hopefully, we'll see a bunch of folks there next Wednesday.
Well, considering everything that's gone into this, just the planning and the folks that are doing all of the speaking and everything else like that, if there's not a great turnout, that's the loss for everybody who doesn't go, because this sounds great.
Well, we're hoping to have a good turnout. And like I said, please RSVP today or at the absolute latest Monday morning, please. So that's just my request of all your listeners.
All right. RSVP, RSVP. We'll get a little cheerleader chant going for you.
All right.
I want to hear how this goes.
We'll do.
Okay. We'll see you again soon. Thanks for coming in today, Rod.
You bet.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.